Welcome to the Tourism News Wrap. My name is Jason Amu. Coming up, 112th UNWTO Executive Council meeting concludes in Tbilisi. 2020 World Travel Market London moves online. South Africa announces reopening of international borders from October 1 and Qatar Airways to launch 4 weekly flights to Ghana. The 112th session of the World Tourism Organization's Executive Council has concluded in Georgian capital Tbilisi. The Executive Council, which was originally scheduled to take place in June this year, had to be postponed as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. The event was the first major international event to be held in person. It assembled 170 delegates from 24 countries. The Prime Minister of Georgia, His Excellency Georgi Gakaria, performed the official opening. In his welcoming remarks, Secretary General Zora Pululikashvili underscored that the restart of tourism must be properly managed and that our sector lives up to its unique potential. He added that this crisis has made clear the important role tourism plays in every part of our lives, laying the ground to work together to build a tourism sector that works for everyone, where sustainability and innovation are part of everything we do. The Executive Council agreed to the Tbilisi Declaration, Actions for Sustainable Recovery of Tourism. The declaration recognizes tourism as one of the worst affected of all sectors by the pandemic and identifies the global standstill as a chance to realign the sector towards a more sustainable and inclusive future. An investment session under the theme, The New Normal, Era of Opportunities for Sustainable Tourism, was held on the sidelines of the session as well as the launch of UNWTO's Tourism Recovery Tracker. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has announced that the country will reopen its borders to international passenger air traffic from October 1. In his latest broadcast to the nation on Wednesday, August 16, the head of state said South Africa is ready to move to the next stage in its management of the coronavirus pandemic. With a move to alert level 1, we will gradually and cautiously ease restrictions on international travel, he said.
We will gradually and cautiously ease restrictions on international travel. We will be allowing travel into and out of South Africa for business, leisure, and other travel with effect from the 1st of October 2020. This is subject to various containment and mitigation measures. Travel may be restricted to and from certain countries that have high infection rates. A list of those countries will be published and it will be based on the latest scientific data that we will be able to get. One of the land border posts that have remained operational during the lockdown, or one of the three main airports, King Shaka International, O.R. Tambo International and Cape Town International Airports. On arrival, travelers will need to present a negative COVID-19 test result not older than 72 hours from the time of departure, from whence they will have come from. Where a traveler has not done a COVID-19 test prior to departure, they will be required to remain in mandatory quarantine at their own cost. All travelers will be screened on arrival, and those presenting or exhibiting symptoms will be required to remain in quarantine until a repeat COVID-19 test is conducted.
The Best Job Ever Tourism documentary this week premiered on a number of Ugandan television stations as well as on Pan-African Satellite Television, DSTV. The 14 Days in the Wild and Traversing the Pearls of Africa's Unique Tourism offering is the latest multimedia production by young Ugandan tourism content creators. The lead of the team, Jonathan Benaya, tells Tourism News Wrap that the project was inspired by the country's unique tourism offering.
We are really excited that the documentary, and the entire campaign was really received by the tourism sector in Uganda, both the public, but mainly the private sector. It sends out a message of hope that tourism is still here. There's been a little blip, but things are steadily coming back to normal. Yeah, so really appreciate platforms like Voyages Africa for offering this platform for African creators to tell the story from a local perspective, but for both a local and international viewership.
The 2020 editions of World Travel Market London and Travel Forward have been moved online as a result of the continuing travel restrictions, imposition of quarantine requirements, and local lockdowns across Europe. The live show had been set to take place at Excel London from 2nd November 2020. The event will be entirely virtual and set for 9th to 11th November. Announcing the latest development during a press conference was WTM London Senior Director Simon Press.
We'll be virtual only shows in November 2020. You've been visiting us for 40 years. This time, we're coming to you. We've worked tirelessly to try and organise a live event. But with the increasing number of travel restrictions and the uncertainty across the world, it means it will be impractical for many overseas visitors, buyers and exhibitors to attend the show in person. And we want to ensure we're accessible for everyone within the travel industry. I'm delighted to announce that thousands of travel trade professionals from around the globe will still be able to meet and do business in an extensive range of virtual sessions. At WTM London and Travel Forward, our number one priority is the success of the travel industry, and to ensure we do everything within our control to help the industry recover, rebuild, and.
Qatar Airways has announced it will operate 4 weekly flights to Accra, Ghana via Lagos from 29 September 2020, becoming the 4th new destination launched by the national carrier of the state of Qatar since the start of the pandemic. The Accra service will be operated by the airline state-of-the-art Boeing 787 Dreamliner, featuring 22 seats in business class and 232 seats in economy class. The airline will operate on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday. Qatar Airways Group Chief Executive Akbar Albaker said, "We are delighted to be launching flights to the capital of Ghana, one of the fastest growing economies in the region, famed for its local hospitality and highly sought after agricultural exports. The launch of the Accra flights will increase Qatar Airways network in Africa to 46 weekly flights across 14 destinations." Africa's largest aviation group, Ethiopian Airlines, have resumed daily service to and from Ghana's capital, Accra. The airline, since the reopening of Ghana's borders, started with 4 times a week schedule to Accra. The area manager of Ethiopian Airlines for Ghana, Liberia and Sierra Leone, Yemesrach Alimayehu, explains.
Everything was going smooth. The test results were coming on time. Everything from the arrival till the baggage clearance was everything smooth at the immigration end. So we're very happy about the operation. We're now doing daily flights 7 times a week. So we're happy to be back, though we were never away from the skies of the Ghana. We've been doing lots of repatriation flights, cargo, as well as we've been bringing like the necessary COVID materials like the PPEs, the test equipment. So we're happy to be back again.
The third edition of Pan-African Showcase Africa Tourism Leadership Forum, ATLF, is set to come off in Kigali, Rwanda next month. The event had to be postponed from the initial July 2020 to 19 to 21st October 2020 as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. ATLF is a Pan-African dialogue platform. It brings together key stakeholders of Africa's travel, tourism, hospitality and aviation sectors to network, share insights and devise strategies for intra-Africa travel and tourism growth across the continent whilst enhancing the brand equity of African destinations. There's more news on www.voyageafrique.com and all our social media platforms. My name is Jason Amu.